U.S. President Barack Obama says he believes Egypt will not go back to what it was before pro-democracy protests began sweeping the country late last month. In an interview with the U.S. television network Fox News, Mr. Obama said he is confident that an orderly political transition in Egypt will produce a representative government that can be a partner of the United States. Mr. Obama said the United States cannot forcefully dictate how quickly Mr. Mubarak steps down, but the U.S. president reiterated his view that his Egyptian counterpart must begin the transition now. Mr. Obama also downplayed the role of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood in the transition to a new government, saying the Islamist movement is only one of many political factions in Egypt. We asked Max Rodenbeck, the Middle East correspondent for The Economist in Cairo, if he agrees with President Obama that Egypt will not return to what it was before pro-democracy protests.
Yes, I do. I do. Although it's not clear what the outcome is going to be. I think Egypt has changed pretty much for good. You know, there's still several scenarios, you know, as to how much change there's going to be. You know, it's clear that Hosni Mubarak will not be the president for much longer. I mean, he may not be. He said he'll retire in 7 months, but it could happen sooner than that. And the pressure is still on from protesters to have him retire even earlier. So that's one obvious thing. But there are, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the regime, aside from President Mubarak, to enact some more far-reaching political reforms. Right now we're in a kind of testing period to see how much the regime is willing to accommodate the demands of millions of Egyptians for serious reform.
What are some of those serious reforms?
Well, I think it starts with simple things such as Egypt has been under a form of emergency law which allows for kind of arbitrary arrest. Allows the police to hold people in detention for long periods of time. It's been under this rule for all of Hosni Mubarak's term in office for 30 years. And I think, you know, if the emergency laws were abolished, that would be a sign of real change, for example. But I think people are pressing for some more deep constitutional changes, too, that would allow for the formation of political parties freely, for elections to be supervised by an independent commission and to be monitored by independent judges or international monitors. They're talking about a whole range of things that would ensure that Egyptians have the kind of rights and liberties citizens do in other democracies.
It's a bit of the chicken and the egg routine. Do you form the government first and then try to get the reforms, or do you agree on reforms and then get the government? Which way do you think it should go?
I'm not sure. I mean, there are so many troubles with the current Egyptian constitutional setup that really it would be more efficient to just spin the whole thing, you know, throw it all out and start out with a new constitution. But actually, that's not easy to get to that point. I think what the Egyptian government now wants is to, they say they want to reform, they've made a lot of promises, but they want to do it all within the framework of the existing institutions and constitution. And what the opposition is asking for is really a more wholesale change. And, you know, right now the negotiations are about how far to go, really. As I say, I think Egypt would be better off if they really started from scratch virtually and came up with a completely new system. But I don't think that's going to happen, really. I think there's too much fear on the part of those who still wield authority, the army, the sort of inner state of Egypt, that they fear losing control and they fear chaos, and they're going to try and have the pace of reform measured and slow.
Is there definitely going to be a role for the Brotherhood in the new government?
Well, very likely, yes. Although, again, it depends on exactly what the constitutional setup that comes out of this is. But I think, you know, for years, the Mubarak regime has ignored or pretended that the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't have a real constituency. And every Egyptian knows that they do, even if you disagree with them. You know, they have a constituency, but it's pretty far from being a majority. I mean, it's a large minority. I mean, maybe 20%, something like that, 30% of Egyptians might vote for a Muslim Brotherhood candidate. So I think it would only be natural that they have some kind of role in this transition.
Max Rodenbeck, Middle East correspondent for The Economist, speaking with us from Cairo. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.